Hey, hey! Welcome, welcome, welcome to Generation Rise, the podcast with Marcus Bell. Thank you so much, Rise family, for coming in and checking me out today. Listen, Rise family, we are into the next installment of the series that we started to start off 2024, the re-season series. Re as in again. What are the things that we need to do again in our lives to get closer to the plan, the purpose, the destiny that we have for our lives, to get closer to our dreams, to fulfill the things that we want in and through our lives? And the word that I have for you today, Rise family, is retool. Retool. As in using an old tool in a new way, or to adapt or alter to make a tool that is more useful or more suitable. And let's be clear first on what a tool is. And a tool simply is a device used to carry out a particular function or a particular mission. So retool. My question for you, Rise family, is what is in your toolbox? A toolbox being a vessel to hold or carry tools. And maybe the more direct question for you, Rise family, is what is in you? I believe that we have all been given different tools that are innately given to us. And those tools can be used to save our lives, can be used to help us be successful, that can be used to help us go after the things that are predestined for us to go after. And I believe that God gave us all unique gifts, unique talents and abilities that when they are used at the right time, in the right situation, it can be life-changing for us. And I think that these tools are uniquely designed for us, kind of like Thor's hammer or Captain America's shield if you are a Marvel fan. Now, the thing about a toolbox is that occasionally you'll get a new tool to be added to your toolbox. But most of the time, a good toolbox is filled with old tools that have been accumulated and tried over time. And when you have a good toolbox, you tend to figure out that you don't necessarily always need a new tool for a job. You don't always need a new tool for what it is that you're about to do. Sometimes you just have to dig deep enough into your toolbox and pull out a tool that you already have in it, and a tool that you haven't used in a while, and you can repurpose it for a new mission. I'll give you guys and girls an example. I am a person that likes to use my hands. I like to use my hands and do house repairs, to do car repairs, to do things just working with my hands. The other day, my car got a screw in the tire, which is extremely annoying, but generally speaking, it's not a problem for me to fix, right? And what I do, I gather my toolbox, my tire iron, and I go to the car to try to change out this tire, try to put a donut on the tire. But for whatever reason, the lug nuts are super tight on this tire, and I cannot get the lug nuts off. And I don't care how much strength I use, how much I pull on the tire iron. I tried to step on it, use my weight on it. I could not get the lug nuts to come loose. What I learned a long time ago is that if you use the right leverage, things can become less burdensome to you. So it can be easier to move things when you have the right leverage and the right thing to use to create the leverage that you need to make something easier. So what I did is that I found my about 18-inch steel pipe that I have. And I attach my pipe to my tire iron. And what that did was that gave me an extension on the handle of the tire iron, which then created additional leverage for me to use to loosen up the lug nuts. Now, let's be clear about this pipe. This is no specialty pipe. This is just a steel pipe that is generally used for some kind of plumbing thing, some kind of plumbing pipe. Nothing special about it. But by using this pipe in a new way, a way that it wasn't necessarily designed to use, it gave me the leverage and I was able to repurpose the pipe so that I can get the stuck lug nuts off. The same can be said for you. When you are connected to the right thing, when you're connected to the right source, when you use the right tool to generate the right leverage, things that you encounter will be much easier to handle, will be much easier to deal with. What I can tell you, Rise family, is that God has not put anything new on this earth. When he created it, he put everything that he wanted on it. What has changed over time has not been what was put on the earth, but the way that we have used what has been put on the earth. What I mean by that is that God did not give us chairs. God gave us trees. And from those trees, through the evolution of man, we found out how to create chairs from the wood of the trees. All of the new things that we have in this world are generated from new ideas, new creativity, and our ability to think through problems and think through new ways to use things. The natural physical equipment and resources on the earth are the same as when the earth was created. And we reuse and retool things to fit what we needed to do. And in our evolution, that's what we've done. We found ways to take things that have been provided and use them and reuse them. Whether that be weapons or bombs or cars or phones. None of those things were on the earth when the earth was created. Our brains have the unique ability to take in and process and distribute information, which gives us the capacity to study how to manipulate the things that God put on the earth. God gave us sound waves and radio waves, but it's our capacity and our brain to manipulate those things so that we can communicate long distances or manipulate the atoms and cells that God created so that we can cure diseases and find remedies for illnesses. All of the technological advances that we have in the world today are not from new materials, but they're from new ideas, new creativity, and new ingenuity. They are still made from the same elements and the same natural resources that were here when the earth was created. So, Rise family, I have to ask you a question. What is in your toolbox that you need to use again, that you need to retool? What tool is in your toolbox that you may have forgot that you had? You may have the gift or the talent or the ability to write, the ability to speak very well, the ability to teach, to paint, to lead, to connect people, to build, to design, to explore. How can we tap into those dormant gifts and use those gifts, use those talents, use those abilities to impact the world? I think about former athletes and players that become coaches. Some athletes, some people have the ability to not just play the game, but while they're playing the game or the sport, they have the ability to see it in a different way. They have the ability to see the game, to lead in the game. And oftentimes, when you have that ability as an athlete, as a player, once your playing days are done, you're able to use that tool of leadership, use that vision within the game, use those unique abilities within the game, and you're able to retool those skills and in a new way to become a coach or to become an analyst or become a TV personality that is able to connect with the game and connect other people to the game in a different way. I think about Dawn Staley, the South Carolina women's basketball coach that just won another national champion, and how she was a college standout and an Olympian. And then she was able to transition into coaching, and now she's building a powerhouse at the University of South Carolina. Think about Chauncey Billups, who was a NBA point guard, who's now the head basketball coach of the Portland Trail Blazers. I think about Caitlin Lowe, who's the head coach at the University of Arizona softball team. She was a four-time All-American at Arizona, and she was an overall stud of a softball player in professional softball and overseas. And now she's come back to her alma mater, and she's coaching at the University of Arizona. Another thing, I was doing some research on the former UCLA women's gymnastics coach, Valerie Condos Field, who was the UCLA gymnastics coach from 1991 to 2019. And if you know anything about UCLA women's gymnastics, they've been a very good team for a very long time. And under her leadership in those years, UCLA won 7 national championships, 19 Pac-12 titles, among a bunch of other regional titles, individual titles, all of those things that are associated with gymnastics. But what I found interesting about her story is that Coach Condos Field, her background is not in gymnastics. Her background is in dance. She was a professional dancer at Sacramento Ballet, Capital City Ballet, and the Washington Ballet. And then at the age of 22, she retired from dancing so that she can attend UCLA. And then once getting to UCLA, she became an assistant coach of the gymnastics teams and a team choreographer. She was able to use her gift of dance, her tool, and adapt it and apply it to a new area and give it new life, give it new purpose. And quite likely, she had more impact in her ability as a coach to influence, and because of the new people that she has had the ability to directly touch, directly impact, she has used her gift, used her ability, and broadened the scope of which it was available to her. You can think about Tyler Perry and how he not only had to have the ability to act, but he had the vision to put whole productions together. He could direct it, he could write it, he could produce it. And now he's not just doing stage plays, he's doing big time, multi-million dollar productions out of his own studio and making a new wave outside of Hollywood, but it's having Hollywood impact. The time is now, Rise Family, for you to dig deep in your toolbox and to find those tools that will take you to the next level, that will take you on the verge of your dream being realized. Take someone else out of the darkness and into the light. Rise Family, I need you to understand that what I'm telling you is not about adding new tools to your toolbox. We don't always get new gifts and new abilities, new talents. But we can get new revelation, new understanding, new wisdom from old words, old experiences, and old dreams. When we take the time to revisit our past and reflect on ourselves, we are able to retool the gifts, talents, and abilities within us, and create a new, more powerful application for those gifts, those talents, and those abilities with renewed reach, impact, and knowledge than ever before. It's like rereading a book or rewatching a movie, and you gain some new understanding that you did not have the first time through. You see something new and something that you've already been exposed to. Rise family, we are sorting through what we already have inside of us and creating new treasure. Rise family, there is so much inside of you that you have not reached down within inside of yourself to pull out. Retool the gifts, the talents, and the abilities that you have inside of you and let it take you to new heights. Thank you so much, Rise family, for checking me out. I always appreciate you. Feel free to reach out to me and let me know what you have going on. Thank you. God bless you. I love you. Now go be great.